Lawmakers in Maryland today began debating a bill to exempt most motorcycle riders from having to wear a helmet. Fewer than half the states now have mandatory helmet laws. That's the result of strong lobbying by motorcyclists and their advocates. But safety groups say weaker helmet laws are one reason that deaths from motorcycle crashes have more than doubled. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Every week when Maryland lawmakers convene in the state capitol, they're greeted by at least a dozen guys in leather motorcycle jackets with long hair and even longer beards.
I've been here not missing a Monday night for over 8 years.
Gary Parkinson is a member of ABATE. That stands for A Brotherhood Against Totalitarian Enactments. Parkinson and Steve Sainer, a.k.a. Rigger, say they don't like being forced to wear a helmet.
I left home a long time ago. I don't need my mommy telling me what I need to do, you know, and I don't need the state to be my mommy.
ABATE members packed today's hearing. That's typical. And lobbying isn't the only thing ABATE does well, according to pro-helmet delegate Bill Braunrott.
They go to the bull roasts and the fundraisers, and they help going door to door for people running for office or running for re-election. They have each year gotten, you know, an inch closer to actually being successful.
Motorcycle rights groups have been effective across the country. At one time, all but three states had universal helmet laws. Now, only 20 do.
This is my Softail. It's a Fat Boy model, 2000-year Harley Davidson.
Transportation Secretary Mary Peters is an avid motorcyclist and a safety advocate.
I will never ride without my helmet. I will never ride with anyone who doesn't wear a helmet. And not just while I'm riding with them. They have to wear a helmet all the time or I won't ride with them.
She keeps a helmet in her office, too, the one she crashed in. It's all dented in on one side.
Could have been my head.
And Peters says riders wearing helmets are 37% more likely to survive crashes.
It defies logic to go out and lobby in favor of removing helmet laws when the data tells us very clearly that states that have removed helmet laws have a higher incidence of head-related injuries, a higher incidence of fatality crashes after the helmet law has been repealed.
For instance, in 2000, when Florida began allowing bikers 21 and over to ride without helmets, fatalities and head injuries jumped more than 80%. Safety advocates say this hurts everyone because nearly half of motorcycle crash victims are uninsured, and the average cost of treating a motorcycle-related head injury is $43,000.
It's clear that government pays for people's head injuries. If they even have private insurance, they go through it immediately and become eligible for Medicaid, and we have enormous costs.
John Cullerton is a state legislator in Illinois, which has no helmet law. ABATE doesn't want one, and Cullerton's now given up trying to get one.
These guys are just too good.
The federal government's been forced to retreat, too. Back in the late 1960s, it told states to pass tough helmet laws or risk losing some of their federal highway funds. Motorcycle rights groups got that policy overturned. In the 90s, they stopped a federal incentive program as well. Federal motorcycle rights lobbyist Jeff Henney.
My organization went to the federal government and said, that's wrong. You can't blackmail states to enact legislation just because you people here in Washington think that they need it.
Henney says weaker laws may mean more fatalities, but he says that's partly because people are more likely to ride motorcycles if they don't have to wear a helmet. Ridership has climbed as helmet use has fallen. 4 years ago, more than 70% of riders wore helmets. Now, only 58% do. And that percentage will continue to shrink if Maryland and other states that have universal helmet laws repeal them. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.